WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zarrow. It is chilly this morning.
Yeah, who's ready to bundle up? It's actually going to get even colder over the next couple of mornings. But temperatures this morning, we've got some 30s on the map into the north and the west, mostly in the 40s across New Jersey and more like lower 50s along the coast. Skies are clearing, so we will see some good sunshine today, but it comes with a brisk wind. Gusts will be over 30 miles an hour once we get into the late morning and afternoon hours. So that's going to make for it for quite the blustery day. A few clouds and spot showers possible this afternoon in North Jersey. Highs today around 60. And then tonight gets cold. A widespread frost away from the cities and the coast. A light freeze possible in far North Jersey. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, but the wind chill expected to fall into the 20s overnight. Mostly sunny, cold, and blustery all day. Tomorrow highs upper 40s to around 50. We should bounce back to 60 on Friday. Right now, Mays Landing 49, Belleville 43, Hamilton 43.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. If you are waking up this morning hoping you won the Mega Millions, you didn't. Nobody did. Now the jackpot is going to roll over to be the second largest ever offered in the United States. We could be looking at almost $1 billion in prize money. There was one ticket worth $1 million sold in New Jersey for last night's drawing that matched all five white balls. Facing mounting questions over his hiring practices and how a man accused of sexual assault got a high-level position in his administration, Governor Murphy announced three separate inquiries at the beginning of the week. But now legislative leaders are announcing the creation of their own investigative committee.
The Select Committee on Investigation will hold hearings and review how sexual assault allegations made against a former Department of Ed official hired by the Murphy administration were handled. State Senate boss Steve Sweeney says he was highly offended by the way the survivor of the assault was treated.
She did everything a victim was supposed to do, and unfortunately no one really listened to her. So we need to get to the bottom of it, but there's other issues too that we have to look at.
The panel will also review current hiring practices, background checks, and how reports of sex assault are treated by authorities. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, the second woman to come forward accusing Al Alvarez of sexual assault says she stayed silent because she didn't want a drunken night to ruin his life. That accusation dates back to 1999, when the woman claimed she and Alvarez had both been drinking at a party with Rutgers Law Review staff members when Alvarez followed her into a room, closed the door, and pushed her against the wall. He only relented, she says, when another man opened the door. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperature is chilly this morning. We're in the 30s and 40s this morning. It'll become mostly sunny and windy. Gusts are going to be over 30 miles an hour. Some clouds and spotty showers are possible in North Jersey this afternoon. Our high temperature is only going to be around 60. And then the coldest night of the season so far coming up tonight. A light freeze is possible in far North Jersey. And the wind is going to add an extra bite to the cold. Temperatures are going to bottom out in the mid-30s, but the wind chill is going to be in the 20s tonight. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. There is a rare polio-like illness that has made a resurgence in New Jersey and elsewhere, and health officials are expressing concern. What you need to know about it in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. It is chilly this morning, 30s, 40s. We'll see only highs in the 60s today, and it is going to be windy with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Now, some of that wind is going to stick with us tonight as temperatures drop into the 30s with wind chills in the 20s tonight. A strongly pro-government Turkish newspaper has published a gruesome recounting of the alleged murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. They cite what is described as audio recordings of Khashoggi's murder, which it said showed the Washington Post columnist was also tortured. Political analysts say the mounting questions about vetting by the Murphy administration, including the hiring of a person accused of raping a campaign volunteer, have been politically damaging. The question is whether that'll be permanent and whether the governor can help his cause by cooperating with lawmakers.
Seton Hall University political scientist Matthew Hale says Murphy should embrace the legislature's new special investigative committee on sexual misconduct.
The more that he can do to hang lanterns on this problem. With openness and transparency, the better.
Montclair State University political scientist Bridget Harrison says it's important an investigation be done by someone on the outside, not hired by Murphy for the task.
With regard to legitimacy and resources, you know, if I'm the governor, I think it's a good idea to enable the legislature to undertake this investigation.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two generations have grown up without having to fear the crippling disease of polio. The last known natural occurrence was in 1972. But a rare polio-like illness that has no vaccine or treatment is showing an alarming spike in New Jersey and elsewhere. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with what you need to know about it. Patrick?
Eric, this is a story we first brought you over the weekend at NJ1015.com, but concern over the crisis is intensifying. The affliction is known as acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. New Jersey reported one case in February and another two in August, but those actually are not part of a current 16-state investigation that's identified another 38 cases. AFM affects mostly children, causing a sudden onset of arm or leg weakness and loss of muscle tone or reflexes. Other symptoms are facial and eyelid droop, difficulty moving the eyes, difficulty swallowing, and slurred speech. However, occurrences do remain rare. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. When you're diagnosed with breast cancer, medical support is an obvious must. But as we learned during our town hall event last night, emotional support can be nearly as important for people who feel lost and alone.
In remission from breast cancer for about a year, Mary Ann from Pompton Plains doesn't think she could have made it through her journey so far without the support of others.
I mean, it's people that I don't even know that, you know, have heard about it, will say, I pray for you every night.
Now she's dealing with the anxiety of waiting for her scans next month to see if the cancer has returned. Jill Kaplan with Cancer Support Community Central New Jersey says people are afraid to ask, why me? They shouldn't be. They feel if they cry, they're not strong, and that's not true.
It truly is so important to have a cancer patient's feelings validated and supported.
In Trenton, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now, we have a complete replay, audio and video, of last night's town hall event at NJ1015.com and on our YouTube channel. Police say an Uber driver in New York City kidnapped a woman who fell asleep in his vehicle, groped her, then left her on the side of a highway in Connecticut. Federal prosecutors announced kidnapping charges against the driver Tuesday. It was not immediately clear whether he has an attorney. Uber called the event horrible and says the driver has been banned from driving. In Middlesex, high levels of carbon monoxide are causing concern in the Borough Middle School. It turns out many of the school's ventilation units were either broken or covered by stacks of books and paper. School officials say the problem has been fixed and the school will remain open, but many parents remain concerned. Jersey girl Antonella Barba, failed American Idol contestant, is using "those weren't my drugs" defense in Virginia. Barba was arrested last week, charged with possession of heroin with the intent to sell, but her lawyer says she was in a rental car. The drugs were not hers, and she didn't know they were there, he says. In Virginia, she could face up to 40 years in prison on the dealing charge alone. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:12. We have very cold weather. Coldest of the season so far on the way. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, finally we're going to get some season cold.
Yeah, and we're not only talking about the first frost of the season for much of the state, but we're talking about some pretty cold weather, biting cold overnight tonight, especially with a wind that kicks up during the day today. We'll see gusts over 30 miles an hour today. That'll get going after about 9 or 10 o'clock through this afternoon. Now, the sun comes out. That'll be nice. And we'll see high temperatures today around 60. There could be a few clouds and spot showers this afternoon around northern New Jersey. Now, tonight, those thermometers are going to drop. Widespread frost away from the cities and the coast. A light freeze possible in far north Jersey. We do have a freeze watch in effect for western Passaic and Sussex counties, I think. So lows in the mid-30s, but that breeze adds the extra bite to the cold. So we have to talk about the wind chill. The feels-like temperature expected to dip into the 20s tonight. Just to give you an example, 37 for an overnight low. With a 15-mile-an-hour wind, that would put the wind chill at 28. So we'll be bundling up tomorrow morning and throughout the day. It'll be mostly sunny, cold, and blustery. Highs upper 40s to around 50. We warm up a little bit on Friday, bouncing back to 60 with increasing clouds. Next chance for showers, just rain showers, will be Friday night into early Saturday morning. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, hiring scandals are piling up in the Murphy administration. Lawmakers will convene hearings to try and get to the bottom of it. A frightening surge in a rare polio-like illness in New Jersey has health officials concerned. In sports, Celtics topple the Sixers in their season opener. The Devils still undefeated. Rangers and Flyers win in shootouts. Dodgers tie the NLCS at a 13-inning win. The Red Sox go up 2-1 on the Astros. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Dominski and Doyle.
Didn't you tell your daughter you had to get a doctor's note to drink chocolate milk?
Yes. Yes, she kept bothering me about chocolate milk. I didn't want her to get used to that sweet.
As I often say, that's going to be told to a therapist in 30 years.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Pretty chilly out there. Many temperatures in the 40s as we head out the front door. Clouds for now. Mostly sunny and windy later today. Gusts over 30 miles an hour. We'll see highs around 60. Maybe a spot shower this afternoon and then turning really cold tonight. Widespread 30s. Widespread frost across New Jersey. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 5:20.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Wednesday morning as we reach midweek point. Some really cold weather coming in for tonight. Today, our temperatures are going to be in the 60s. Not going to feel like that because wind gusts will be up around 30 miles an hour today. And then tonight, as temperatures drop into the 30s, wind chills will drop into the 20s. Somerset County prosecutors have released new details on an inappropriate relationship between a teacher and a student at Montgomery High School.
Most of the communication between 29-year-old Michelina Eichel and the 17-year-old boy happened through the school's emailing system and Snapchat. The two met last year in Eichel's English class, but another student made officials aware of the relationship. On October 5th, when administrators told Eichel she was suspended, she expressed concern that students may have seen or distributed naked pictures she took with her own cell phone. The boy says he received four of those pictures from Eichel, though she also sent him sexually charged comments through text. Eichel faces child endangerment charges. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey is considering requiring most hotels to provide employees with panic buttons they can use to summon help if they're threatened or attacked while cleaning rooms. A bill pending in the legislature would require the devices in any hotel with 25 or more rooms. They're already in use at some hotels in Vegas, New York, Chicago. Hotel staff say guests harassing or making room cleaners uncomfortable is a common occurrence. In February, a hotel worker at Bally's in Atlantic City was pushed into a room and sexually assaulted. Without question, we are in the middle of the peak months for deer crashes in the Garden State. If you're not covered for these types of collisions, they can cost you a small fortune.
The average claim for a deer crash is a little over $4,000, says automotive services expert Joe Erickson with AAA Mid-Atlantic. Damage to the front end of one's vehicle is the most common consequence.
Cars are built pretty well now. It would take a very large deer, you know, and substantial damage from that deer to really total a car.
But Erickson says car parts are very expensive these days. From October to December of 2016, there were nearly 4,500 deer vehicle collisions in New Jersey. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With marijuana sales starting in Newfoundland, Canada has become the largest country with a legal national pot marketplace. At least 111 legal head shops are expected to open across the nation of 37 million people today. Canadians can also order marijuana products through websites run by provinces or private retailers. Hours ahead of legalization taking effect, a Canadian government official says anyone convicted for possessing up to 30 grams of weed will be pardoned. Temperatures this morning are starting out, for the most part, in the 30s and 40s. We'll see maybe 60 for the high today. Won't feel that warm because we're going to have a very windy day. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour and wind chills tonight could dip into the 20s. Dan will have more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, what do you hear what the Powerball jackpot's going to be now that nobody won? We'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time. 5:28 as we update business news this morning. Asian markets have been rising as robust U.S. corporate earnings and encouraging data assuaged worries about softening global growth. Wall Street Tuesday, the S&P rallied more than 2%, largest jump since March. The Dow was up more than 2% at 25,298. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.